Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, can you believe that summer is gone, and this is the first show of our new fall season?
Well, fall officially doesn't begin for a few weeks, but after Labor Day, I guess we could say it's fall.
It is September, and you know, there's a lot of fall things that are happening already. The North Carolina Mountain State Fair opening today out at the WNC Ag Center. 10 days of family-friendly fun. You ever get out to the state fair?
I do, and you know the best part is the animals.
The best part is what?
The animals.
The animals. I thought you were going to say that it was, well, I guess you could say the turkey legs.
No. The live animals.
The live animals. I don't know what kind of an animal went into a foot-long corn dog. But yeah, they do have a lot of critters out there. A big ride set up from the Drew Exposition. They'll have an alligator wrestler. They'll have a sea lion show. And they'll have the Rocket Man, the human cannonball. Chachi Valencia, who performed at the 2012 London Olympics. He was out there last year. All the games, Kenyan acrobats, performing pigs, Dixie Starlight Express, Cowgirls, and a magic show. Anyway, all of that is happening today through September 15th at the WNC Ag Center on Fanning Bridge Road out near the airport. And bring your spending money for tickets. Ride tickets have gone up this year, so has fair admission. But there's still some bargains to be had out there. So other things you could do this weekend, and we're talking about it being fall, the Elida Corn Maze is back. And that's going to run through the end of October, the 27th, out at the Elida Home for Children on Compton Drive. You know the deal there, 12 acres of maze trails and hay rides and giant slides and all the rest of the fun stuff that goes with the corn maze. Organic Fest, if you are hungry and if you like all things organic like we do in our household, Pack Square Park has Organic Fest on Sunday, celebration of organic and green. Organic Eats, Music, Drawings, Marketplace. So if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times and our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine online at AshevilleScene.com and in boxes around town and also in your newspaper this morning. And let's see, you know, I guess you saw that Sin Jade's, the long-running nightclub, which had been open for 29 years, which is longer than we've been doing this radio program. We've been doing this show, but this is, I think, our 28th year of doing this show. They closed down last weekend. A new dance spot is opening up. Actually, it's already kind of been open, the Mill Room at Asheville Pizza and Brewing downtown at 66 Ashland Avenue. Mill Room is right behind Asheville Brewing's downtown location. Event space. There have been some events in there, but they really have their grand opening and they get going tonight. So you can come down and dance your heart off tonight to DJ Harry Darnell and the duo of Lights Out. And they're going to have a black light show at midnight. Reason enough to stay up, I think. Let's see, some more musical events going on down from Vancouver, B.C. Jangle Pop Rockers, The Shilohs, playing on Saturday at Jack of the Wood. Singer-songwriter Ben Bedford and Tim Grimm playing Sunday at the Mountain Spirit Coffee House over at the Unitarian Universalist Church, 1 Edwin Place. And a very hot band happening on Saturday over at the Isis, Zonsa, very good Afro rhythm band playing down there at 9 o'clock, the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall, 743 Haywood. And that takes us up to some theater, and lots happening on the theater stage. Most weekends there are a lot of shows going on. Big one this weekend is Cats. Have you ever seen that show?
No, I have not.
Well, this is going to be an interesting production because Cats is a big Broadway-sized production, and they're doing it in the downtown Hendersonville Theater, which is a pretty small place. And to pull that off, they've got a smaller cast, and they're also having the actors come out from all corners, so the audience will really be pulled into the show. The playing area will be around the audience. So you'll want to go see Cats, and that runs for the next few weeks out at the through the October 6th at the Flat Rock Playhouse downtown Hendersonville space. The main stage at Flat Rock Playhouse still has Death Trap, a really good solid thriller over there. You might want to consider that this weekend as well. A Few Good Men, Parkway Playhouse, doing that one. Wrapping it up this weekend up in Burnsville, Hamlet, free performances by the Montford Park Players of the Bards Classic at 7:30 tonight, Saturday and Sunday at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater in Montford. And now to the movies. And, you know, frankly, this is a slow weekend. This last weekend was a slow weekend for the movies. And this weekend, we really haven't seen anything much kick in. The big wide release is Riddick, sci-fi thriller. Vin Diesel, I know one of your favorites, Vin Diesel, as the anti-hero Riddick, tangling with alien predators. Don't you hate it when that happens? And best movie, probably Black, of the new movies anyway, Blackfish, powerful documentary out to Carolina Asheville about a performing whale that killed a trainer at the SeaWorld Water Park. You probably heard about that when it happened. It was a big news story, and that's playing at the Carolina Asheville. Also, a faith-based drama called The Ultimate Life with Peter Fonda at the Biltmore Grand. But you know what? This is a good weekend to get caught up on some of your movies. Blue Jasmine's still playing at the Fine Arts. 20 Feet from Stardom is over there. The Way, Way Back. Lee Daniels, The Butler. Have you seen that one yet?
I haven't seen that, but I did see Blue Jasmine.
Great movie there. All of those are really first-rate motion pictures.
I'd like to see Closed Circuit as well.
That's cool, too, and you can see that at the Biltmore Grand in the Carolina Asheville.
Well, lots of movies to choose from. Tony, thank you very much.
So long, everybody.